This spring, Foxconn will be preparing for construction of its massive LCD screen manufacturing plant in Racine County. As planning progresses, the Taiwanese company is conducting information sessions around the state to explain to businesses how to bid for construction-related contracts. Part of the outreach is to businesses run by minorities, women, and veterans. WUWM's Mayan Silver gathered input on what the outreach could mean to those businesses and to the minority community.
Phase one of Foxconn's construction starts this spring, with buildings scheduled to go up beginning late this year or early next year. Gilbane Building Company and M&W Group are the lead contractors, spearheading Foxconn's effort to reach out to businesses that could earn construction phase contracts. Gilbane Senior Vice President Adam Jellin says that the project organizers want to make a difference in communities, including by creating opportunities for companies owned by minorities, women, and veterans. Jellin outlined the plans earlier this month at a Milwaukee Common Council committee meeting.
We have Wisconsin-based business at 60%, Racine County business at 10%, and then targeted business, minority-owned business, veteran-owned business, women-owned business at a combined 10%.
Democratic State Representative David Crowley of Milwaukee has been concerned about whether the Foxconn project will provide jobs to people who need them. So he says he was pleased to learn about the effort to include minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses. Crowley says taking steps to include those firms can have a ripple effect in minority populations.
They tend to hire people in low-income communities and communities that look like them.
Another person who says it's a good idea for Foxconn to award contracts to minority-owned businesses is Marjorie Rucker. She's chair of the Ethnically Diverse Business Coalition of Southeastern Wisconsin. Rucker attended a recent event in Milwaukee designed to connect Foxconn to construction-related contractors. She says the diverse local firms usually employ no more than 500 people and are more likely to give opportunities to minority workers and people who are unemployed or underemployed.
They're able to give people those entry-level positions a chance depending on the industry. So, you know, a lot of times when major corporations might not be willing to take a chance with someone, they're able to engage them.
Another person who attended the Foxconn outreach event for contractors was James Phelps. He and his brother run JCP Construction, a minority-owned firm. JCP employs 43 people and has worked on projects ranging from the Bucks New Arena to Pete's Fruit Market. Phelps says JCP teams up with small minority-run companies and hires minority workers to complete the projects. He says the chance to contract with Foxconn is important because the partnership could help put a dent in Milwaukee's jobless rate.
It's an opportunity to fix a lot of ills or at least start to make them go in the right direction.
But not everyone at the event was convinced that Foxconn's efforts, including at the informational session, will be a game changer for women, veteran, and minority-owned businesses. Shannon Jefferson is an African-American and CEO of Gibraltar Industries, a company that does final construction cleanup. She says whatever outreach was done to attract potential contractors to the event didn't reach all available companies.
I don't think that this is an accurate representation of the minority business community in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. I don't think that this room, as I'm scanning the room, is a clear representation of who we are as minority contractors.
Jefferson adds, sometimes minority contractors are so busy running their businesses that they don't have time to show up at such outreach sessions. Some of the bids for Foxconn-related road construction have already been awarded through the State Department of Transportation. Gilbane Building Company is in the process of reviewing the first bids for other initial work. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.